Immigration promises to be a dominant issue in 2017, having been thrust to the forefront by the presidential election in large part due to President-elect Donald Trump. From the refugee crisis in Europe to debates over sanctuary cities in the U.S. to the wall Trump promises to build, immigration is increasingly a global, national, and local issue. As part of our series this week, looking at some of the big stories of the year, we're joined now by WBUR's Shannon Dooling to talk about immigration. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Bob.
You've been covering a whole range of immigration topics this year, so let me ask you first, what stands out to you?
Well, Bob, you mentioned the presidential election, and immigration was a top issue for both President-elect Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And that sort of created this fundamental fault line between the two campaigns and among their supporters. And we know Trump used some pretty strong language and mentioned mass deportations, limiting refugee resettlement numbers. And that had a very strong impact on many immigrants, many refugees here in Massachusetts. After Trump's election, I spoke with Ava Malona. She's the director of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. She says Trump's sweeping policy statements create this uncertainty that can be really difficult.
There is a panic among the community and a lot of questions as what should we do? Should we close our businesses? Should we send our children to school? You know, what's going to happen with the members of our families?
You can hear the anxiety there. What are some of the main concerns?
Yeah, there's certainly plenty of fear among many students who registered under President Obama's DACA program. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. To do so, they needed to give up personal information, which is now on record with the government. So there's fear about repercussions from that. There's general fear of being deported among people who are here illegally, yes, for sure, but also among people with legal status. And a lot of that is related to the mixed households that many immigrant families live in. So let's say the children may be natural-born citizens, but perhaps their parents don't have status. And so that can make for a nerve-wracking home environment.
Let me ask about the city of Boston and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Mayor Walsh released a statement shortly after Donald Trump's election saying that Boston is and always will be a welcoming and safe place for immigrants. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has threatened to pull federal funding from so-called sanctuary cities, which Boston is technically not. But where does the city of Boston stand on this?
That's right. Bob, Mayor Walsh has repeatedly expressed his support for immigrants. And even though, as you mentioned, Boston doesn't refer to itself as, quote, a sanctuary city, the city council did unanimously pass an ordinance 2 years ago. It was called the Trust Act in 2014, and that prohibits local law enforcement from questioning or detaining someone on the basis of their immigration status. Now, here's where it gets a little blurry. Sanctuary city is not a legal term, and the protections for immigrants really do vary from city to city. So President-elect Trump has made it clear in the past that he wants to pull funding really from any city that refuses to assist immigration officials. Here's Walsh's response to that threat.
He can't just simply pull the plug. There's contracts and there's an understanding money that cities and towns get from the federal government anyway. So I don't think it's as simple as saying stop the money to Massachusetts or just or Boston. You can't do that.
So Walsh says he's concerned, but that he doesn't believe anything can really happen overnight. And so in the meantime, he's really continued to deliver this welcome message to immigrants and refugees alike.
Overseas, the refugee crisis was a huge issue in 2016. The recent siege in Aleppo, Syria, has really brought the war in Syria to the forefront. You've spoken with local resettlement agencies about efforts across the state to bring Syrian refugees here. So how's that process going here in Massachusetts?
Well, nearly 200 Syrian refugees have been resettled in the state this year, and that's almost triple the number of Syrian refugees brought to the state last year. Many of the refugees are families, plenty of women and children, and most of them have been resettled in places like Worcester and Springfield, where there's more affordable housing and more entry-level jobs than, say, here in Boston. So, Bob, you'll remember that Governor Baker expressed some concern in 2015 over the vetting process, particularly with Syrian refugees. But since then, earlier this year, he said that he's satisfied with that process, specifically because he's found that people that are coming here from Syria maybe already have family here, and there are majorities of women, children, and families that are being resettled here.
Right, right, right. Let me change subjects, though, slightly. You recently reported on the shifting demographics here in Massachusetts and across New England, and you found that we're old and aging fast here. What's that mean for immigration in the region?
So you're right. New England is home to some of the oldest, whitest states in the country with the lowest birth rates. So now one of the more immediate needs is going to be in the home health care field. And that's because baby boomers are growing older, they're living longer, and we frankly don't have the younger workforce coming up in the numbers that we'll need in order to be able to care for an aging native-born population. And I spoke to Barry Bluestone, public policy professor at Northeastern. He's run the jobs numbers and projects in Massachusetts alone, we'll need around 93,000 home care workers over the next 10 years. And he says he's concerned about whether or not we'll get there.
These are overwhelmingly immigrant workers. And what I fear is if the current kind of political environment either shuts off immigration or potential immigrants look at the United States and say, this is not a very comfortable or safe place to be, I don't have any idea how we're going to fill those 10,000 jobs each year.
So Barry Bluestone is really saying there that filling these jobs depends on bringing more immigrants into the country, into the state.
That's right. And other experts, both locally and nationally, agree with Bluestone. In order to take care of the aging population here in New England, we must look, yes, at higher wages and benefits, but also at policies that encourage younger immigrants to come here for good jobs.
Which means that we'll be hearing a lot more about this issue as we move into 2017.
We certainly will.
WBUR's Shannon Dooling, thanks a lot for coming into the studio and talking to us about this today.
Thank you, Bob.